fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour of the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. The prepper tip today is to evaluate your retreat. Make sure it's ready. That's going to be a different thing for different people, but make sure it's ready to survive the possible hard times ahead. Quick reminder, a week from Thursday, it'll be Thursday, the 7th day of April. The monthly John Moore Radio Show meetup will take place at the De Trapani's restaurant at Benton Square in Rolla, Missouri. We get together at 4:30 for dinner. Our informal meeting is at 6, and the training, which will be led by Leon Green, begins at 7 p.m. So I look forward to seeing a lot of you there. We have with us just right now, we have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And Jeff, you write 1 or 2 articles a week, and there's a way to subscribe to them. Let people know how they can do that, please.
Yeah, they can go to my website, jrnyquist.blog, and below every article or video is a PayPal button to support the site.
Outstanding. Our next caller, gentlemen, is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I want to make a statement or two, tell you where I'm coming from. I like a guy named Amir Sarfati, T-S-A. Sarfati, T-S-A-R-F-A-T-I. He lives in Jerusalem, and he has said, he's put me to watching what's happening a long time ago. He said that Russia, China, and Iran are all planning to take over the world, but they have to get along until they do, and then they'll start fighting each other. So I wanted to ask... If y'all knew about a book by Jay Sekulow, it's called Unholy Alliance. It shows Putin talking to, I don't know if this Khomeini, who it was on the front, and he kind of helped me a little bit too. He talked about how they made deals together because Russia hoped to leave all their equipment and everything in Iran, but it turned out Iran called Russia the Great Satan, and the U.S. the Great Satan, and Russia the lesser Satan. So that doesn't work too well.
What equipment did our Russia want to leave in Iran?
I don't know that exact thing. Now, it was when, when Russia fell, you know, that's when they, when Putin came along and had to, I don't want to go into all that. I just want to say, are y'all familiar with that book? Because
I'm not familiar with it. Remember, Jeff, are you familiar with the book, Jeff?
No.
Okay. And Leon, are you familiar with it?
Jay Sekulow this way, because
I know Jay Sekulow. You know, he's been on my show. Yes.
That's who I'm talking, the book. Okay.
But, well, nobody knows about the book. Anything else, Pat?
Yeah.
I don't know. I forgot what I was going to say.
I have read the book, but I haven't read it.
Leon, say you have the book, but you haven't read it yet?
No, I've heard about it. I've not read it. Oh. I know he's a good
writer. Okay, all right. Well, I know Jay Sekulow is a great guy. He's been on my show. Anything else, Pat?
He has ACLJ. That's his organization, and it's American Center for Law and Justice. So he is he's a Christian on our side all the time. And it's kind of like the opposite of ACLU, the Anti-Christian Litigation Unit. Okay, just remember Jay Sekulow that way. And he did, he was one of the lawyers, Trump's lawyers on his impeachment thing. So I just suggest people do that. And he has studied it a lot. Well, I don't know what else I was going to say, but that's good enough. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Pat. Thank you. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. At the end, I have a statement for John or info. But this is for Jeff and anyone else who wants to, if they know. But I learned there. Okay, I don't want to get on the religious aspect, but the terminology is preterism. These are the believers that said prophecy was fulfilled by 70 A.D. for Christ to return. Okay, I'm not asking a religious thing, but when you talk to these people, when you're trying to get them to notice what's going on and to help out, they say, oh, well, you know, God will take care of it because I'm going to be out of here soon, which means they're compromising their ability of free speech and speaking up not only for God, but a purpose, you know, that's going on, voting, whatever. Okay, what bothers me is there a connection between preterism believers and communism, because there's pastors now going back and teaching that viewpoint on preterism. And it bothers me. Are these the ones that are being led astray? That because they're just, they don't want to act on anything. Is there a connection between the religious-based people with communism and preterism?
I don't know that there is. I mean, the churches are being infiltrated, and you know, any theme, any religious theological question can be used by communist infiltrators to create divisions or to create thinking that leads people away from what they would otherwise normally think and do, like defend America or oppose communism. Right. You know, so if it's having that effect, I've heard a lot of things. I mean, within different branches of the churches, a lot of interpretations that make me wonder, huh? And I've talked to people. One Christian broadcaster told me, 3 years ago, something like that, that one of the major churches had a lot of interactions with Russia, had institutes over there, and there was a very odd, you know, things in their message, the tweaking of their message regarding American politics. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It could be. We have to always watch for that sort of thing.
Yeah, it bothers me to a degree here. And then for John and, well, Leon too, but I went through the death and birth of our state, 2021. Yes, there were more deaths than births 80,000 people passed in the whole state, 77,000 births. And then I looked up a county that was heavily they praised the fact that they almost all got vaccinated, because we have some liberal counties. 12,000 people passed death, 9,000 births.
Well, that's very significant there, Deborah. We appreciate you doing that work. That helps a lot.
Okay, well, and thank you, Jeff, and all of you. Thank you so much.
Okay, okay. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, our next caller is LaDonna in Pennsylvania. Good morning, LaDonna.
Good morning. So, Jeff, are you there?
Yes.
I heard you on Diamond Show the other day. You know who I mean?
Yep, I know.
Okay. So I was really surprised because, I mean, I like you. And I was surprised, though, at the difference in your demeanor. You were very animated. And on John's show, you don't seem to be like that. I mean, I really enjoyed listening to you and actually watching you, but... So having said that, I would just like to ask you a couple questions. You made the statement that the Bible is filled with, I guess Diamond must have said something about the Bible being very metaphorical. And you said with quite enthusiasm, well, of course, a serpent talking in the garden. And I found that to be, I don't know, not offensive, but I believe that the serpent was in the garden, and they refer to him again in Revelation, you know, the dragon, the serpent, the white serpent. I don't know how metaphorical that is. I mean, I understand we're not fig trees. I understand we're not fruits. We're not grapes. But that's a metaphor for what we, you know, what we show people and how we grow and in our faith and whatnot. So could you just explain to me because I'm going through all kinds of stuff, questions at Bible study about like eternity past and were we spirits at one time? I kind of think we were, but, you know, my people say, no, we weren't. So why is the snake a metaphor? Just help me out here.
Well, spiritually, think about it this way. God is, when you look at the Bible, God is eternal, right? So and I took a course, you know, and I did that interview because of, you know, I was describing a experience I had 40 years ago, and of course we're going to do a follow up, and I'm going to talk about, you know, on my faith. So I don't have to talk about Russia or this very intense topic, but since God is eternal, our understanding, we live in time. And metaphysically, God lives outside of time. And what you realize when you realize that is that the meaning of the things, in order to talk about things that are eternal, we can only really express it by using metaphors and symbols. And our language is not really adequate to describing our spiritual deficiencies. Because it is very hard for people to understand, but it's so basic to Christianity that it is our closeness to God and our egotism, our attachment to this world, to time rather than eternity, since God is eternal. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that the more we're anchored in the things of this world, which are temporal, the farther away we are from God. So in a sense, we have to separate ourselves from the things of this world in order to be able to walk with God. And so the metaphors, the stories are extremely profound in the Bible, both in the New Testament and the Old Testament, showing again and again this same kind of thing that human beings have, that when we do the wrong thing, you know, because, you know, my grandfather was an evangelical minister, and he said, The Bible is much more metaphorical and unclear about the beginning of the world and the end of the world. It is very clear about how you're supposed to live. And we're supposed to
true.
Pick up our cross, and that means, you know, standing for the truth, which means this more eternal truth. Not what's temporarily true, like it's at the bottom of the birdcage in the news section, you know, the yesterday's news truth, but the profound truth with a capital T. And that's much more difficult, because the way the world works is we would rather make the money, right? Get the cash, get the promotion, rather than adhere to what deep down a connection to God would tell us, oh no, we need to do the right thing. You know, we need to, we need to sacrifice our position in this world for what it is that God wants, which is from that eternal perspective. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does. And if I have, thank you for that. If I have a moment to ask you one more thing, if you will. They were spending a lot of time talking about past life regression and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
No, I mean, this is what I told them. I had the experience of this, but there's if you read about hypnosis, there's real problems with hypnosis. And, you know, I went through it and I explained my experience, but, you know, this is 40 years ago. I turned my back on it. And, you know, you don't know whether it's true or not. And this is where deceiving spirits come in. You know, and I'm trying to talk to these folks, you know, and kind of explain this to them. We're going to have further discussions with them. But I think the key thing is the spiritual, what is the truth? What is good and evil? What is the right thing? Right?
Well, I'll be looking forward to tuning into some more of those shows.
Okay.
Well, very good. It's a
different topic for me, yes.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. I like seeing you in that different venue. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. It's a blizzard here right now. Oh. Just snowed about an inch last hour. Anyway,
What's your altitude there, Scott?
6,400 feet.
Oh, well, no wonder.
We're up on the rim.
High. Right.
Yeah, it's... This for Leon. If you were on your ship and you saw videos of what was there being done to the prisoners, how do you think your crew would they react in kind, or how would they react to that?
Are you talking about during the Persian Gulf? Yeah, when we went to, our task group had five ships, and we picked up the remaining 10,000 people that were bombed to oblivion. There were 100,000 people at the start of the war, and there were only 10,000 people left alive. And so the people that were there were quite rugged, and we had them down in our well deck, and we had six or seven Marines with full automatic ARs up on the top, and they had Constantino wire and razor wire to prevent them from coming up. And so we had the water down there and the toilets, and we had to move them from the Falaka Island to another location in the Middle East. And, you know, I went down to see them, and I was, you know, you could see the animosity. I mean, we devastated them, and, you know, on the way back from Diego Garcia and any return flights, if any unexplained or any unexploded or a non-detached ordnance, they would just dump on that island, Falaka. So, you know, they would be bombed nonstop. B-52s is coming from Diego Garcia, and they would just dump as they're leaving. They didn't dump over the target. They dump on the way out. So the talk about, you know, prisoners of war and you know, the correct way to handle it, yeah, I know they were mad, and they were livid, and they would have easily killed as many people on our ship as possible. They're, from what I saw, they were treated humanely.
Okay.
Yeah,
Scott, you're
saying it's better to fight it out than surrender.
Okay, hold up.
I think it's just better to put...
After the break, we'll follow up here, Scott. Go ahead. We got a break.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your generator, your home, your granddaughter's car from the effects of EMP at my website at globaldemand.com. Tuesday morning roundtable, we have Steve Ben, we have Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. We have my friend Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. And Scott, you got a follow-up question or comment, sir? Hello, Scott.
From what I've read about prisoners, how they get treated. And I think, as of now, I think Russia's winning their propaganda war. And that's all I have to say. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Leon, the prisoners you had were POWs from how? What was the status? Well, where were they from?
They were Iraqis during the Iraqi war, and they were on Falaka Island. You can look this up, and they were the ones that were left on near Kuwait, and they were trying to prevent the invasion of the Marine amphibious event. And so, you know, they just, whatever they had left, they just dumped it on. They dumped millions of pounds of, you know, unexploded ordnance and gas and everything else that we wanted jettisoned so it would be safe to land on the airport or flight deck. So these guys got, they got the brunt of it. And so when you talk about prisoners of war, yeah, they were prisoners of war, and I don't know what ever happened to them, you know, directly after the war, but, you know, our job was just to pick them up and get them off the island and away from the theater of battle.
Where were they dropped off at?
From what I recall, it was one of the... I know we didn't go to Iraq. We went to... it was one of the other islands, or one of the other emirates on the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. I don't recall where it was, but it was not a... because they were flown in via helicopters and dropped off on our ship. And then I don't remember the transition of them getting off. So that seems to me, right now, the more we think about it, I remember the transition. I mean, I remember the influx was quite animated because they were under severe guard and we were out to sea. Well, we unloaded them on shore. And so right now I'd have to do some thinking about, you know, where we actually were and how that process occurred.
Okay. All right. We got open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Bob and the Hour Brick coming up here. Jeff, the world is becoming what you've been prognosticating for decades. I've been following your work now for about 17, 18 years. I've read your books, and you've been ahead of the game here for decades, and I want to thank you publicly for the work you've done these past 35, going on 36 years. It must be rather maddening to attempt to be waking up people, elected officials, people in the military, with limited but some success. And I take joy in the success you've had. It's unfortunate we couldn't wake up enough to head this off, but you have woke up tens of thousands of people, Jeff, and I do thank you for that.
Well, thanks. I'm glad I did. I have a comment on the prisoners because I did hear a briefing on the war yesterday by people who are very much gathering information. The atrocities on both sides, mistreatment of prisoners, on the Ukrainian side, it is coming from the Ministry of Defense in Ukraine. The president's office has admonished them to follow the Geneva Convention, but what's happening is that the atrocities are being committed against Russian artillery troops that have attacked Ukrainian cities with civilians, and these are reprisals that they want to intimidate the artillery troops into not attacking the civilians. And this is something that's ongoing. There appears to be disagreement within the Ukrainian government over this, but this is part of what's going on. Just to explain what I heard yesterday in a briefing.
Okay. All right. Well, typically artillery is behind lines and protected by infantry, but things go wrong in war frequently, the atrocities happen in every war. That's an unfortunate fact of life when it comes to war. And I've read accounts of Japanese officials themselves astonished at how an educated men, as in the Japanese Imperial Army, educated men who were both artists and poets could become so absolutely brutal. In World War II, same thing happens with Americans, where 18-year-old farm boys from Iowa who went to Sunday school every day commit horrible atrocities. It's just the nature of war that these unfortunate things happen. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I instructed my webmaster to do some cleanup on my website to make it a bit easier to navigate, move some things around. All the dozens and dozens of COVID-related articles and videos are now going to be consolidated where you just go to the one panel instead of 12 and to get to the rest of them. That's freed up a lot of space on my website. I do private consultations. I look forward to helping people get the clarity that gain the focus, receive the information I need to make major decisions. Details at my website. You want to be my neighbor? Well, I have real estate offered for sale there at my website also. And, of course, energy cleaners. My friend Tom Berryhill has finally got caught up on back orders, and we actually have energy cleaners in stock ready for immediate shipment. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Arthritis pain stopping you from doing the things you love to do? Is sleep an issue for you? You need to check out the energy cleaner. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Mattress pads go with it. They vary in price depending on what you need. And for all you hundreds and hundreds of energy cleaner owners, you need to check out the Micro Plush throws. They're cozy and beautiful. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. Get that signal just as much as you can. $75 shipping included to American zip codes. Everything's available at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can make your purchase using PayPal. You can send me a check or a money order. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, is 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green and Jeff Nyquist. Gentlemen, our next caller is Darren in Illinois. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. I have been listening to a YouTuber. I've actually listened to him off and on for the last 5 years or so, and I'm wondering if Jeff is familiar with him, and I'm sure Jeff would give me some insight as to what he thinks of this guy's evaluation of the Ukrainian-Russian thing. His name's Gonzalo Lira. Have you heard of him, Jeff?
I don't. That name does not ring a bell, no.
Yeah, Gonzalo Lira. He actually lives in the Ukraine. He's married to a Ukrainian woman. He is a citizen of Chile, but he was educated in the States and now lives in the Ukraine. I'm thinking you wouldn't think favorably of his evaluation, but it's compelling, and he's a good speaker.
Is he a communist?
I'd call him a capitalist. I wouldn't call him a communist.
So is he one of those guys that lives in Luhansk or Donetsk?
He lives in, it's not one of those. It starts with a K.
He doesn't live in one of the Russian areas of Ukraine.
No, I don't believe so, no.
Okay. No, he lives in Kherson?
No.
It's, yeah.
Not Kiev.
Kharkiv?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Okay, that's the biggest city there. Yeah, okay.
One thing he pointed out was that the communists have kind of spearheaded or sponsored or funded this whole green agenda for many, many years. And I know that's one aspect of the current situation is the energy crisis, particularly in the Western nations, who've, like in Europe, have shut down nuclear plants and they've shut down coal-burning plants. And now they're really, really heavily dependent on the Russian gas. And a lot of that is the cause of, in a sense, they've been skewered on their own petard now. They were more self-reliant, but because of the whole green agenda, now they're more heavily dependent on this natural gas out of Russia.
Right. Well, Green Cross International is an organization started by Gorbachev. So. The green movement has powerful connections to the former Soviet Union, Moscow, and communism. Yes, absolutely. And of course, Russia happens to be the second or first largest oil producer in the world, and I think they are actually the first in energy production. So this is a very important strategy for them, because if we don't produce coal and we don't produce nuclear power, guess what? It increases the price of one of their exports.
I mean, one glaring example of this is how Biden shut down that Keystone pipeline immediately upon taking power.
yes.
making us all the more vulnerable yep. now. I mean, it seems just readily apparent that they've been massively successful with this strategy to make us beholding now, energy-wise, to put us in this...
Well, imagine Biden gives lip service to being against Putin, but his actions, which speak louder than words, help Putin out. And by the way, I just found out, this is before you're going to hear it on the breaking news, because I got it during a commercial break. The Biden administration is going to cancel or stop or call a halt to all solar panel projects, well, 80% of them in the U.S., because guess what? The panels are made in China. We made these panels illegal. Well, the Chinese did an end run through Vietnam and other countries, and they're still the Chinese panels. So they don't, you know, they've got some kind of sanction on these panels. So it's going to cripple our solar panel industry, very much affecting the Southwest, because that's what the Biden administration. So again, hurting our energy. Who does it help? It helps Russia.
You know, and what you know, that's what keeps so many people alive in the present day and age is ready energy, ready fuel, ready electricity. We're so dependent on it societally that if that's thwarted, interrupted, choked off, the effects are it's hard to calculate the degree of damage we're gonna undergo as a result of stifled energy. It's
oh yeah,
it's incredible. Well, Jeff, if you think of it, there is a guy on YouTube, Gonzalo Lira, and I'd be curious to see if you give him any legitimacy, or if you just scoff immediately that he's a commie shill. I mean, he's a good speaker.
What you just said doesn't disagree with anything I think. So what would I disagree with that he says?
Well, for one thing, I don't have a television, but it's my understanding our press is emphasizing Russia's inability to make headway in the Ukraine, and that they're taking heavy losses, where if I listen to Gonzalo Lira, he says Russia's having their way and everything's going according to their strategy, and there's like two completely opposed views, like from his perspective in Ukraine and the Western press.
Well, I don't go along with the Western press's view of the Russian army being incompetent. So I've never said that. They attacked in mud. They didn't achieve certain objectives because of probably they had some bad intelligence, but when the ground is soft and vehicles sink it up to their axles when they leave a paved road, in most cases, you can't have a broad front successful invasion. But if this man is in Kharkiv, you know, almost half that city is in rubble. And if you were in a city that had been turned into that by the Russian army, you wouldn't think the Russian army was failing now, would you? You would think your side was losing. You know, the side that gets its cities turned into rubble is the side that's losing, generally.
Yeah, another one of his big emphasis is on how the Russians have attacked infrastructure, because he does podcasts almost daily. Mm-hmm. The electricity's on, the water works, he's got heat, he's got internet connection.
Except for Mariupol, they did knock out the infrastructure in that city. But the Russians have a different military doctrine than we do. Their military doctrine is closer to the doctrine of World War II. We gain air superiority, we attack infrastructure like we did in Iraq. They don't do that. They fight in a more World War II way. They go for air denial rather than air superiority. They use artillery rather than close air support. So their military way of doing things is made for fighting NATO. So it goes at everything in a different way. So war unfolds differently with their military. But I submit that our military wouldn't have done that much better given the ground conditions than they've done. I can't imagine.
Last week, addressing the troops, Biden said that you guys are going to be in Ukraine and you're going to see everything firsthand here in, you know, shortly, which is kind of an admission that we will be directly involved in this conflict.
Either that or it was a senior moment. Yeah, you can't tell with him. I mean, that's a very strange thing to say, but in some sense, Biden is always trying to distance himself from Russia, but nothing he says that's anti-Kremlin or anti-Moscow can be taken seriously. If you go to this man's history, this man has been straight up helping Moscow his entire career, and the Keystone Pipeline is an example of him helping them again. And of course, this thing with the solar panels, again, helping them. You can't, you know, it's a politician, so it lies. You know, it's not straightforward. And people have to get a little smarter about watching what they do rather than listening to what they say.
Okay, Darren, anything else?
Yeah, we have moved a lot of, we have moved a lot of armaments and men into Western Poland, I believe, haven't we?
82nd Airborne's there.
Yeah, we've moved some thousands of troops. I think our European numbers are, I heard 110,000 spread throughout the different East European countries. But effective help, more so, especially when Trump was president, we did give some training, and the Israelis did too, to the Ukrainians, which has probably improved their military performance. But the Ukrainians are mainly fighting with their own weapons, and a lot of those handheld Stinger and other weapons, of course, are helpful to them, shooting down helicopters and aircraft. There's no doubt. But you know, obviously, you have people in Europe that are afraid of Russia, and this is why they're afraid of it. You know,
well,
so
guys,
there's
you
a
go.
Lot of pressure. To give weapons, yeah.
All right, Darren. Thank you for the call. Don't be a stranger. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I remembered what I wanted to say a few minutes ago. I'm listening to these prophets, and they're saying that God is going to shake the ground where all the evil is. And I'm looking at the earthquakes there, and I'm thinking, 1,000 earthquakes in Georgia, the city, the state of Georgia. Anyway, I was looking it up. But, Jeff, don't you think that every time that we have ever left a place, the enemy takes over? The people, it's just a vacuum. And one of them's going to do it. If it's Iran, it's Iran. If it's Russia, it's Russia. Or China, they're just going to take over. So I think that... Basically, we have pushed communism back for I don't know how many years, and now everybody wants to give up.
Well, but the thing is that we believed in 1991 that we defeated communism, and we have a very confused idea of who our enemy is and who we're fighting. So we haven't been very good at our strategy or smart about the use of our military and other resources. So I think we've wasted a lot of resources on wars that we shouldn't have fought, that are now making us vulnerable at home here.
Well, our problem is that we let Biden get in to start with. We should have never done that. But I wanted to say something to Leon, too. Leon, we got to have Diego Garcia to refuel and help our planes and Air Force and all that. And we have a base there. So if they dump everything there at the base, don't the base take care of it? But I know the people want to come back. I've read about it. But they are offering us, the United States, a 99-year lease again. So it's whether or not the UN would approve of it. Oh, my God. You know?
Yeah, Pat, people. Yeah, Pat, what I was talking about, it was Falaka Island is owned by Kuwait, and there were roughly 2,000 people there that were Kuwaitis, and then the 100,000 Iraqi guard went there, and we were blasting them. And while the B-52s were, you know, unloading all this ordnance that didn't drop out of the plane on the way out, or any of the aircraft carriers or Air Force, they would just dump it. Okay, we're leaving. We're not going to bring this back, this ammunition back to America. Well, I'm sorry, back to the Germany or all the other bases throughout Turkey and all the other locations. So what do? They just dump it. And these people went from 100,000 Iraqis, and there were only 10,000 alive when we picked them up. And so I'm not saying Diego Garcia we were bombing. Diego Garcia is, thousands of miles away in the South Indian Ocean. So,
It's been a base, our base for a long time.
Yeah, and we took the country over from them, which is really bad, too.
Do we still island? We did all that kind of stuff. You know, we practiced.
We're going to have our summary. Thank you, Pat.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women, all under the age of 18 in St. Charles County, Missouri. Their CDs are available for sale at my website to help pay for uniforms and instruments and travel. They travel around the area performing their authentic 1804 U.S. Army music, wearing authentic 1804 Army uniforms. We're going to have a summary now from Leon Green and Jeff Nyquist. Leon will start, and we'll wrap it up with Jeff giving us his summary. Go ahead, Leon.
Regardless of what's happening right now in the world, we already realized that even the president has said that we are going to have food shortages, and he silly said, in a silly manner, said we're going to increase and disseminate food shortages. And nobody ever came back and contradicted him and said, you know, you meant to say that we're going to stop the shortages and we're going to help the rest of the world. So, you know, he's pumping out his own propaganda straight from his mouth, and nobody corrected him, Psaki or anyone else did. So if we know there's food shortages, and you see that the inflation is the highest it's been since 1981 in food alone, and so if you already know that's the case, we behoove you to get on the ball and acquire food, whether it's beans, rice, lentils, everything, canned food, whatever you have to do, because you'll be able to help yourself, help your neighbors, and help people at your church as well, if you have it. If you don't, you're going to be with the person with the hands out in 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months. And you'll be the beggar instead of being the other person to be able to help others. So it is crucial to get on the ball, start growing food, whether it's through hydroponics, whether it's in your own garden, whatever. But right now, you're responsible for your own food. If you expect the government to feed you, you already see what a great job they did in FEMA during Katrina and Super Sandy. So don't expect them to have any delicious food, and it'll probably be incumbent upon you to lose your Second Amendment right to have a gun, to go eat the food, and probably next take the shot. So all these things are predicated on just you being prepared now. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Jeff, your summary, please, sir.
Well, it's interesting about the food shortages. It's disturbing to hear a president of the United States talk about such a thing, especially given his irresponsibility in other matters. He isn't the person to make sure that we're safe, and he isn't the person to make sure that there isn't starvation. If there's going to be starvation in this country, it's going to probably be under a leader like him. And what I've heard through sources, I don't know if this is true. I urge people to find out for themselves if they can, that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has begun stockpiling food, not for you and me, but for the government, for a coming massive food crisis. I'm told that this is expected to happen maybe mid to late summer, maybe early fall, and that there's going to be severe economic distress in the fall. They're expecting a war with China to begin in the fall, around September, maybe late summer. So I don't know, you know, these are sources. I'm not able to validate it, but it's something to keep in mind.
It is. Jeff, thank you. We'll have you back tomorrow morning. Leon, thank you, sir. All right. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy, plenty of essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. And God bless the USA.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
The visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.